Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive.
Yeah.
So picture this. It's a snowy winter afternoon right here on Mercer Island, and we're catching up with Sam.
Sam.
He's a longtime entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And as we're chatting, his friend Marco
right.
pops by with a Christmas gift. So Marco, he's heard some buzz about this big career pivot that Sam's making.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after decades in medical devices.
Mm-hmm.
He's decided to make a change.
Right.
And everyone's kind of curious why.
Yeah, there's a real sense of anticipation, especially with the new year coming up. I feel like a lot of people, you know, this is a time for reflection and new beginnings for them.
Yeah.
And what we're about to uncover about Sam's journey might resonate with you, too.
It might. So let's rewind all the way back to 1996.
Mm.
So this is the start of Sam's journey. Medical devices, that was his passion.
Wow.
He thrived on the challenge of building something from nothing.
Yeah.
And knowing that he was contributing to life-saving technology, that was been very rewarding.
It's that initial spark, isn't it? The drive to create something meaningful that fuels so many entrepreneurs.
It does. And for a long time, that spark kept Sam going.
Mm.
But as we often see, those demands of running a business
mm-hmm.
can start to overshadow that initial passion.
Right. You know, eventually Sam hit a point where like all the paperwork and endless proposals and the like back and forth negotiations were just chipping away at the joy he used to find in his work.
Exactly. And I bet a lot of people listening to this can relate to that.
For sure.
Regardless of their field, I think it's so easy to get bogged down
right.
in the day to day.
Totally. But here's where Sam's story takes like a really fascinating turn. About 6 months ago, he joined this Business Networking International group,
okay.
a BNI, and that's when everything changed for him.
Wow.
Yeah, he started connecting with other small business owners.
Okay.
And he realized he wasn't alone in this struggle.
That's great.
You know, he was hearing from bakers, designers, teachers, people from all walks of life were sharing these same frustrations.
Wow. Yeah, their passion was getting buried
right.
under the weight of, like, all those administrative tasks.
Yeah, and this wasn't just an aha moment for Sam. It was a call to action. He saw this opportunity to use his experience, particularly his knowledge of the theory of constraints. We call it TOC.
Okay.
To help these people.
Okay. Now, TOC, that sounds a bit technical.
It does.
Can you break that down for us a little bit? What is it, and how could it help a small business owner?
Sure. So think of TOC as a really powerful problem-solving framework. It helps you identify the biggest bottleneck in any system.
Okay.
So whether it's a business or a project or even, you know, your personal life.
Oh, wow. So it's about finding that one thing.
Exactly.
That's holding everything back, like a kink in a hose.
That's a great way to put it. Exactly. Imagine, like, a talented baker. Okay, she's amazing at creating these delicious pastries, but she's drowning in inventory management and customer service issues and staff training. And she's convinced that no one else can do it to her standards, so she feels stuck doing all these tasks that she doesn't enjoy doing.
Yeah, it's that if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself feeling.
Right, exactly. And that belief itself, that can become a constraint. This is where Sam, with his TOC toolkit, could step in and help. He can help her, like, systematically analyze the situation using tools like the thinking process, which can help uncover those root causes of her struggles, going deeper than just the surface symptoms.
Okay, so instead of just saying hire more people or work longer hours,
right.
they would figure out what's really behind her reluctance to delegate.
Exactly. Maybe it stems from past experiences, you know, where delegation went wrong.
Right.
Or maybe it's this deeper fear of losing control or not being needed if others can do what she does.
It's about understanding the why behind the problem.
Exactly.
Now, this is where Sam's approach gets really interesting because mm-hmm. he plans to offer an initial analysis to these business owners for free.
Yeah.
With no strings attached.
I think that speaks volumes about Sam's giver's gain philosophy.
Wow.
You know, he's genuinely driven by this desire to help, not just to make a quick profit. It's about building trust and showing people the potential of what's possible.
Yeah. It's almost like he's saying, let's work together to figure out what's really going on.
Yeah.
And if you see the value, great. If not, you've still gained some valuable insights.
Exactly. And by leading with this generosity, he's also rediscovering his own passion for problem solving and helping others succeed.
So it's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
Sam gets to use his skills in a new way that brings him joy, and the business owners get a fresh perspective and maybe even a roadmap for tackling their biggest challenges.
It's a great example of how giving can be a source of fulfillment, and it definitely sets the stage for a fascinating journey for Sam. Welcome back. You know, it's interesting how Sam's story really highlights that even seasoned entrepreneurs like him can find themselves at a crossroads, questioning their path. And it's often in those moments of introspection that we discover new possibilities.
Yeah. And I'm really intrigued by this idea that a framework like TOC can be applied not just to businesses, but to, like, all sorts of challenges that we face in life.
Absolutely. The beauty of TOC is its versatility, really. At its core, it's all about systematic problem solving. So imagine you're working on this really complex project. Okay, there are multiple moving parts, dependencies, and potential roadblocks. TOC helps you break down that complexity and identify that single constraint, the one thing that's preventing the whole project from moving forward.
So instead of trying to tackle everything at once, you focus on the biggest bottleneck first.
Exactly. It's like finding the weakest link in a chain. You can strengthen all the other links, but ultimately, the chain's overall strength is limited by that one weak point.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And I can see how this would be incredibly valuable for our baker who's feeling so overwhelmed.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine Sam sitting down with her and using a TOC tool called the Current Reality Tree. It's not about placing blame, but it's about objectively mapping out all the interconnected challenges that she's facing. So, for example, maybe like late deliveries are impacting customer satisfaction, which leads to negative online reviews, which then makes it even harder to attract new clients.
Oh, it's like a domino effect.
Exactly. It is. It is. One problem sets off this chain reaction.
Okay.
So the Current Reality Tree helps to visualize those cause and effect relationships.
Okay.
Then comes another powerful TOC tool. It's called the Evaporating Cloud.
Okay.
This is designed to resolve conflicts and dilemmas. Remember our baker's belief that no one else can maintain my quality.
Right.
Well, that belief itself, that is a constraint. That's preventing her from delegating effectively.
So the conflict is between her desire for high quality and her fear of, like, letting go of control.
Exactly. And the Evaporating Cloud helps break down that conflict by examining the underlying assumptions.
Okay.
So maybe she's had bad experiences delegating in the past.
Right.
Or perhaps it's like a deeper fear of not being needed or valued if others can do what she does. It's about bringing those hidden beliefs to the surface.
It's so interesting. And this is where I think Sam's giver's gain mindset really shines.
I agree.
Because he's not just offering like technical solutions. He's creating a safe space for the baker to explore these deeper fears and limiting beliefs.
Absolutely. That's what sets Sam apart. He understands that real transformation involves both a shift in thinking and a willingness to address the emotional aspects of running a business. He's meeting these business owners where they are, offering support and guidance without judgment.
Yeah, and he's not even charging for this initial analysis. He's giving away his time and expertise freely, which I think is a pretty radical approach in the consulting world.
It is. It is. But it's also incredibly powerful. By giving first, he's demonstrating his value up front and building a foundation of trust, which is essential for any successful collaboration.
Right. So by focusing on the needs of others, by genuinely, without expecting anything in return, Sam is not only helping these business owners overcome their challenges, but he's also creating a fulfilling new path for himself.
Exactly. He's aligning his skills and his passion with a deeper sense of purpose. And that's what makes this story so inspiring.
It really is.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious to learn more about how this giver's gain philosophy can be applied, like, beyond the world of business.
Yeah.
Can we dive into that a little bit more?
Absolutely. It's a concept with far-reaching implications. Let's explore that in the next part of our deep dive.
Welcome back. I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling inspired by Sam's story.
Yeah, me too.
It's amazing how he's using his expertise to make such a real difference in the lives of these small business owners.
It's a powerful reminder that we all have like unique skills and experiences, you know, that we can use to help others. And oftentimes, I think the most fulfilling path is one where we're giving back and contributing to something larger than ourselves.
You're right. And this whole giver's gain philosophy, it's not just some like feel good slogan, is it?
No.
It sounds like it's like deeply ingrained in who Sam is and how he approaches like everything.
Absolutely. It's a mindset, a way of being in the world. And I think it stems from a deep understanding that true success isn't just about like what you achieve individually, but about the positive impact you have on others.
So it's not about like keeping score or constantly calculating what you're getting in return. It's about approaching relationships with a sense of abundance and generosity.
Exactly. You know, think about those really fulfilling relationships in your own life.
Right.
The ones that bring you joy and a sense of connection. I bet they're characterized by a willingness to give freely.
Right.
To support each other without expecting anything in return.
That's so true. When I think about the people I admire most, it's always those who are willing to lend a helping hand.
Yeah.
Or offer encouragement or share their knowledge and resources. Like, without any hesitation.
Right. And those acts of giving,
yeah,
they create this ripple effect. They inspire others to do the same, to pay it forward. And that's how we build a more supportive and connected world.
I love that. So how can we as listeners start incorporating this giver's gain philosophy into our own lives?
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day hustle and just forget to prioritize giving.
Yeah. You're right. It takes a conscious effort, especially in a world that often emphasizes like competition and individual achievement. But the beauty of it is that giving doesn't have to be these grand gestures or these like huge sacrifices.
Yeah, it's not about trying to save the world single-handedly.
No, not at all.
It's about those small everyday acts of kindness that can brighten someone's day or make their journey a little easier.
Exactly. You know, a genuine compliment, a listening ear, offering to help with a task, even just a simple smile can have a profound impact.
Right. And it's not just about what you do. It's about how you do it.
Yeah.
It's about approaching those interactions with like genuine care and a desire to make a positive difference.
It's about shifting our focus from like, what's in it for me, to how can I contribute? And as we cultivate that giver's gain mindset,
yeah,
we start to experience a different kind of abundance, yeah, one that's rooted in connection and purpose and fulfillment.
I think that's a beautiful way to wrap up our deep dive into Sam's story. He's shown us that by embracing a giver's gain philosophy,
mm-hmm,
we can not only transform our own lives, but also inspire others to do the same.
It's been an inspiring journey. And as you go about your day, remember that small acts of giving can have a ripple effect that extends far beyond what we can imagine. So go out there, spread some kindness, and see how it transforms not only the lives of those around you, but your own as well.
Well, thank you all for joining us for this deep dive. We hope you've gained some valuable insights.
Yeah.
And more importantly, some inspiration.
Absolutely.
To approach your own work and relationships with that giver's gain spirit.